catch up. If you ever want to see an entire city of people, go into a hotel in Northwest United States of America whenever Brock Osweiler is playing the next morning. Oh, my goodness. Half of the state of Montana would fill every hotel on ASU road games in those days. Brock Osweiler has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Brock, good morning. How's life?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great, Brock. Really appreciate your time right here. Talk to us about your big decision to retire from the game of football. When did you make that decision and why?
Well, you know, I think it's something that has slowly developed over time. You know, the NFL, we all know, kind of stands for not for long. And, you know, sometimes I think the game decides that, you know, it's maybe done with you before you're done with it. And in my case, that's just kind of how things worked out. But I will say this, you know, I'm very fortunate and very grateful to have, you know, been able to play 7 years in the National Football League. I've made lifelong relationships, friends, you know, people, mentors that I'll look up to for the rest of my life. I was fortunate enough to be a part of 2 Super Bowls, win one. And at the end of the day, I still had more goals I wanted to accomplish. I still had aspirations to play, but very grateful for the time that I did receive.
First of all, that's an unbelievably classy thing to say. Congratulations on your career, Brock. Let's clarify. You've retired from the NFL. Have you retired from the game? What's your future within the game? Do you want more football in your life, whether it's broadcasting, whether it's replacing Wolf, whether it's doing some coaching? What do you want to do with your football life?
Well, first of all, you guys can't be replaced. Your guys' show is tremendous.
Oh, boy, you're laying it on now, bro. Ding, ding, ding.
You know, all great questions. And, you know, I have pursued some of them. In fact, there was an offer to broadcast some college football games on Fox this year. And, you know, ultimately, I just didn't really feel like that was the avenue I wanted to go with football. I'm doing some analyst things right now for a certain offensive coordinator at a Power 5 school right now, which has been a lot of fun, working on some third down and red zone things for him and helping out his team. And, you know, I actually spoke with Coach Edwards last week down at ASU about potentially helping out the team next fall if there's a role that, you know, he might need some help with or maybe sees me fitting into. So I would say this, I'm kind of taking all opportunities that present themselves, vetting through them and just trying to figure out what the next move in life is.
Brock, judging by your connections when you played in college, I'm going to take a wild guess and say you don't want me guessing at which Power 5 school that is, do you?
Hey, you can guess all you want, but I don't know if an answer will come out.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Brock, when I say coaching, you don't have an adverse response to that, do you?
I don't. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out if that is the avenue. I will say this. There's nothing that I love more than the game of football. Mm. I think the lessons that it teaches you, the experiences that it gives you, it's second to none. And I would say this. I was very fortunate to be around some tremendous football coaches at all levels. And those coaches had a great impact on the person that I am today, my career, how I carry myself, how I conduct myself. And looking back on that, if I could have that same effect on a kid, I think there's nothing that would be more rewarding. The thing that I need to figure out is what level is that? Is that at the National Football League? Is that in college? Is that in high school? You know, I would say this, the sacrifice that coaches make with their time to give to their players is absolutely incredible. And my wife and I, we have a 2.5-year-old daughter. We have another daughter on the way in a month. And, you know, that's something I'm trying to figure out. You know, how can I stay involved in the game but still balance family life?
Well, first of all, from two fathers, congratulations, my friend, on the current pregnancy and the previous one. Now, I'm wondering, as it relates to you, I want to flip the conversation to the Cardinals, but I'm going to put it through the vacuum of your life. You get drafted, and imagine this crazy scenario in which as well as you know the Noel Mazzone offense, he's named Broncos offensive coordinator when you go. What kind of advantage does Kyler Murray have when you come into the NFL as a rookie and it's basically your college offense that you're running?
It's an unbelievable dream true scenario. I would say this. When I came into rookie mini camp back in 2012 in Denver and I was running Mike McCoy's system, I tell you what, I stepped foot on that practice field for the first time and my head was spinning. I barely even knew how to call a play in the huddle because system to system, they're just so different. And the footwork that the coach wants you to do, it could be maybe the same exact play. So two coordinators could have the same exact play. They call it completely opposite things. One guy might use 12 words to call that same play. The other guy might use two words. They want you both to read it different. They both want you to use different footwork. And so I would say this. For Kyler to be able to step into a system that he knows, he feels comfortable in, what that allows him to do is play fast and play with confidence. You know, he's able to focus on the defense. He's able to focus on his reads. And he's just able to go out there and play with swagger and play fast and make plays. So if I could have had Noel out the gate, boy, I tell you what, that would have been really refreshing. That would have been great.
Brock, in the 7 years that you played in the National Football League, how much has the position changed, if at all?
Well, it's trying to change, I would say. I think you guys see it, you know, when you watch college football on Saturdays to watching pro football on Sundays. It's just a different game. You know, in college, most quarterbacks now, you know, they're getting up to the line of scrimmage. They're doing a couple fake cadences. They're not snapping the ball. Then they look to the sideline, and the coach is calling a play based upon the coverage he thinks he's going to get. And the quarterback basically looks at one guy, maybe two guys, and if they're not open, he's running. You know, where in the NFL, most plays you're calling 2 to 3 plays in the huddle. You break the huddle, and then it's on to the quarterback, depending on the defense, the coverage, maybe the front, maybe the pressure that's about to happen, to get your team into the right play to take advantage of what the defense is doing. So I would just say at the two levels, it's very different, but you have guys like Coach Kingsbury, and some other coaches that are trying to kind of morph the college game into the pro game, and we're seeing some success with that, which is really exciting.
Former Sun Devil and Super Bowl champion Brock Osweiler joining Doug and Wolf. Brock, when you have had a chance to stare down ASU football, what do you like so far under Herm Edwards?
Well, I love Coach Edwards. I would say that first and foremost. I think the number one thing, whether it be athletics, whether it be business, life, you know, I think culture is the most important thing. And, you know, I think you can win. You don't have to have the best and most talented players, but if you have great culture, you're going to have a chance to have a lot of success. And I think that's something that Coach Edwards is really setting at Arizona State right now in that football locker room. I think he is a tremendous leader. I think he gives great messages to his players, to his coaches. You can really see that through the media and the things that he's saying in his press conferences. So first and foremost, that's what's super exciting right now about the football program. I think as far as the quote-unquote pro model that Ray Anderson has implemented at the university is also very exciting. I love the approach that they're bringing as far as some of the ex-NFL guys that are on the staff, Antonio Pierce, Hall of Famer Kevin Mawai. You have Derek Hagan on the staff. I think that's just tremendous. Marvin Lewis.
Brock Osweiler.
I was flowing. You were riffing, Brock.
There's no doubt about it, buddy. Wolf was throwing you into the group of NFL people coming into ASU. When you look at Jaden Daniels, what do you see from this young guy?
Yeah, the thing that I really see, and you even saw it last week when he struggled a bit and the team struggled a bit, he stays level. And what I mean by that is whether there's a good play or a bad play, his body language and his emotions stay the same. And I think that's very important. I think as a starting quarterback, regardless of the level that you're playing at, you need to stay level at all times for your teammates because that's going to keep them calm and steady no matter what's happening. So I think he has great body language, and He has a great demeanor and great leadership.
You know, Brock, I admit I have an agenda with this question, but you'll be able to follow along with it easy. For those of you that don't know, not only did Brock play quarterback at ASU, but he was actually a basketball recruit at Gonzaga. And it drives me crazy, Brock, when we have parents that think the best way to turn pro is to focus on one sport at 7 years old or something like that, when you don't learn to be an athlete. And what do they need in pro sports? They need athletes. How did it help you being a multi-sport athlete?
Well, I think different sports teach you different things. On top of that, different sports are going to train different muscles in your body. You know, I think basketball was something that allowed me to have great feet in the pocket as a quarterback, be a little bit more agile, get out of some arm tackles. You know, me personally, I think we're probably going to be on the same page the way you delivered that question.
Yes.
I think kids all the way through high school should play as many sports as they can.
Amen.
You know, they should be playing 2 to 3 different sports a year. And I would say this, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of these year-round camps and summer camps all summer. I would love to see kids just be kids in the summer, you know, train with your local high school and your teammates for a couple hours a day. Get a summer job, hang out with your friends. You know, I think there's enough time to be a pro. And, you know, when you're, you know, in youth athletics, junior high, middle school, high school, just be a kid and enjoy that time.
Amen, brother.
That's downright sagacious. Thank you, Brock. Appreciate
it. Good to talk to you, Brock. Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much, guys.